It's Friday. You found our podcast. Yay! We're so glad you're here. And all today is so amazing because it's Jeffrey's Song of the Week.
Yes!
Oh my God, the best parody that you'll hear, well, at least today. All right? It's coming up right here in this podcast.
Alexis, remember when you volunteered to babysit for Brooke's dog for a weekend?
Yeah!
And instead she forced you to clean her entire house top to bottom?
She did such a good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. What would you say was the number one piece of clutter in Brooke's house?
I have so
is
much
it
clutter.
Discarded candy wrappers or random pieces of driftwood that Brooke collects and adds googly eyes to and then tries to pass it off as art to the local senior center?
What about the wine bottles? Are we not going to talk about all the empty ones? I don't want recycling.
I ask because Google Trends just came out with a list of which items get the most searches for how to properly dispose of them. And they broke it down by state. So, of course, you get a lot of the typical stuff like bottles and cans in a lot of the states.
Oh, like recycling. I was thinking, okay.
Like bodies?
Oh, yeah.
I know, Brooke.
Radioactive material.
A lot of people want to know how to dispose of batteries and outdated tech like old TV remotes and phones. But then there were states with the weirder, more specific searches.
Okay, what do we got, Jeff?
Like people in Ohio and Vermont want to know how to properly recycle wrapping paper.
Yeah, you got to get the craft paper, which is it's not as pretty. But it's just like, it looks like a paper bag.
I'll just put it in the fire.
Okay.
In Nevada, Christmas trees. They don't know how to get rid of the Christmas trees.
Well, in my home state, you just burn them.
Again, fire. In Colorado, the top search was how to dispose of paint.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard one.
That one's over the neighbor's fence.
Yeah.
Dump it.
Don't you just eat it?
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Yeah, sure.
As long as it's got lead in it, Jose.
For Tennessee, it's plastic bags.
Oh, man.
Don't dispose of those. You tie them up and you put them underneath your sink for, like, years and years.
Yeah, yeah. You convince yourself you're going to use it, but you never do.
For Florida, it's red Solo cups.
Which come on,
totally makes sense. Now that spring break is over, those beaches are crowded with them.
You just throw them in the ocean, bro.
Yes. Okay, that was a joke.
Totally
that was a joke.
Kidding,
For Louisiana, also on brand, Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah. Are those recyclable?
Oh, those are just a waste.
And for Indiana, because of recent events, it's eclipse glasses.
Oh, that makes sense.
That was like right through the path of totality. Went like right through Indianapolis.
I just threw away ours.
Because
I'm like, I'm not saving these till 2044.
Great, there's going to be some sea turtles swimming around with sunglasses on.
You can't see anything.
My mom did want me to save them. She's like, well, they'll be useful again. I'm like, mom, it's like,
in 200 years.
Okay. It explains the clutter in your house.
And for our show, the number one item to recycle is dog shock collars.
Yeah.
We burn through these babies every single day. We're going to do it one more time when we send it over to Digital Jake. Let's go, Jake.
Grab your boomerangs and prepare to get squeezed tighter than Chris Hemsworth curling a koala.
Because
it's National Hug an Australian Day. It's where we show our love to our Vegemite-loving friends from down under. If you've never been there, you may not realize a lot of places in Australia have strange or quirky-sounding names, either based on the Aboriginal language, or it could be because they drink a lot and you never really know what they're saying. That's why today I'll give you the name of a place in Australia, and you have to tell me if it's real or made up in a special Aussie edition of... Plenty of 20. We'll start with the woman who can do a perfect Australian accent. That's Alexis. Alexis, give us an example.
Good day, mate.
That's pretty good.
Like I said, perfect. Alexis, your place could be real or made up. It's called Frog's Breath Falls. Is that a real Australian place or did we make that up?
Frog's Breath Falls. And I have to say, first of all, my college roommate was from, hopefully not a spoiler, a place called Gympie. And she got given the hardest time.
Everyone has a hitch in their walk if they're from there.
So, I don't know. She got teased her whole time, so I could see someone being from here. I'm going to say it's real, Jake.
Alexis says Frog's Breath Falls is real. It is... That's fake. We made that one up. Alexis is out. Shipped off to Gympie with your friend. Brooke, it's your turn.
Okay.
Your town is called Woolloomooloo. Is that a real Australian place or do we make that up? I can spell it for you if you'd like.
Yeah, I want it spelled.
W-O-O-L-O-O-M-O-O-L-O-O. Woolloomooloo.
Oh my God. Can I add that to my top of my vacation list?
That sounds
or your next baby name.
Oh my God, I love it. It has to be real.
Brooke says Wooloomaloo is a real place. It is.
Come on.
Yay!
It's a real place. That's a suburb of Sydney.
Oh, I know Wooloomaloo.
Brooke's still in it. Jose, I'm going to need you to brace yourself for this town.
Okay.
Jose, your Australian place could be real or fake. It's Doodoo Town. Is that a real Australian place? Did we make that up?
Dude, my kids are going to love hearing if this is a real place.
It will make their lives better.
It
reminds me of when I watched the Phillies play the Pittsburgh Pirates the other day. Yeah. It was 0-0, and it said poop on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, it was so funny. So just because it's been in my life, I guess, I'm going to say this is real.
Jose says Doodoo Town is real. It is.
Come on.
Yay!
That's real. That's a coastal village in Tasmania.
Yeah. I wonder if that's Wooloo Magoon.
Jeffrey, we're over to you.
Oh, no, I'm nervous.
The great rivalry of Doodoo Town versus Wooloo Magoon.
Well, Jeffrey, your location is Whoop Whoop Wasteland.
Whoop Whoop.
Oh,
Brooke
no.
was born here.
Yeah, you gotta raise the roof to this. Whoop Whoop.
Is that real or made up?
Stuck in the 80s and 90s in this town.
Australia.
Okay. I mean, if Wooloomaloo and Doodoo Town are real,
there's nothing that can.
Dude, frog's breath sounds so normal.
I know,
if I had heard your guys', I would have said it was fake.
Tell me, Whoop Whoop Wasteland is real.
Jeff said Whoop Whoop Wasteland's real. It is.
That's
fake. We made that one up.
They would never put Wasteland on. It would be
paradise.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Normal Australia, all wasteland. Brooke, your location. Okay. Sizzling Sausage Springs.
Why are we so hungry?
After the cousin eggs and bacon.
Yeah, the cousin of Eggs and Bacon Bay. Is Sizzling Sausage Springs real or made up?
This sounds like freaking Candyland out there.
God.
It's like a food country.
I don't know. I'm hungry. I'm going to go it's fake, though, Jake.
Brooke said fake. It is.
Yeah.
That's fake.
Oh, Jose, I win? Oh, he's
Jose
win.
We're up at sudden right. death now. You get this right, you win. You get it wrong,
oh,
and
boy.
Brooke wins.
Oh,
your
boy.
Location is Humpty Doo. Is that a real Australian place, or did we make it up?
Of course, Humpty Doo's the homeland.
Yes,
you're gonna say real
on the backside of Buggery Mountain.
Jose says Humpty Doo is real. That is.
Oh.
That's real. It's in the Northern Territory. Jose wins today's edition of Valenti of 20.
Yay!
All right, mates. Jose gets it right, so he gets to choose who gets shocked. And they're going to be singing Down Under by Men at Work.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I want to give it to Alexis because her friend lives there. I feel like she should have known every city in the
right.
world.
She
Australia.
Clearly was a terrible tour guide.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Do you come from a land down under where... Whoa!
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember that one.
I think you're going to be banned from the country.
Yeah.
I'm put you in Doodoo Town after that one. That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
This just in, a Belgian man who was suspected of driving under the influence just got acquitted for the most unusual defense you've ever heard.
What is it?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Three separate doctors confirmed the reason that he was intoxicated was because he has ABS.
What's that?
Auto brewery syndrome.
Wait, what?
It's a rare condition where your body takes in carbs and naturally produces alcohol.
Shut up!
No way.
His body can turn water into wine? Oh my God! Do you know how much money I would save?
He had two sandwiches that day.
Uh-huh.
No beers, and proceeded to drive home, and his body turned the sandwiches into booze.
No.
And made him drunk.
Oh, wait, so he still gets drunk? That's not cool.
That's not at all.
Yeah, so now, unfortunately for him, the court case lasted much longer than it ever should have, because he actually works at a brewery.
Oh.
No way.
So all the jurors were like, really?
Come on, bro.
He works at a brewery, and he wasn't just completely hammered?
Yes.
But no, it was ABS. ABS is a real thing, and it affects 5 people out of every million in the world.
Whoa. Can you imagine getting pulled over and being like, you're slurring, are you okay? And you're like, I'm sorry, I swear, I ate like 4 crackers.
Yeah.
And doctors think it's severely undiagnosed. There could be a lot more people that have this.
Oh. That's crazy.
Oh, does that explain my behavior?
Maybe.
No, can I go with it?
Or it's why Alexis is always the most trash person at every wedding that we go to.
Hey.
Exactly, it's the food they serve.
Yeah.
It's because you're not doing your low-carb diet.
Those crab cakes turned into seafood vodka.
Every time.
I'm sure that's what it is.
And then that's why I puke it, too.
Yeah.
All things have an explanation, including laser stories, which is coming up right after this.
Hello, it's laser stories.
It's the radio segment that just launched a new cell phone company with Robert De Niro.
Ooh.
Called You Talking to Me? In their new ad campaign, De Niro gets in a screaming match with the Can You Hear Me Now guy.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Can you hear
catchy.
Me now? You
Are
talking
you
to me?
Talking to me?
Can you hear me now? You talking to me?
Just back and forth.
Does
yeah.
it even matter yeah. anymore? Can't we all just get along and read laser stories?
All right.
The segment where we talk about the weird news stories around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other mint mobidopes just don't. This first laser story is out of Lawrence County, Indiana. 34-year-old Sarah Harris was having a very bad day, maybe for a little different than the typical bad day reasons people have.
Okay. Uh-oh.
You see, for Sarah, her dealer gave her an inferior batch of methamphetamine.
Don't you hate that?
I know, total bummer.
God, it's so hard to find a good dealer.
So Sarah did what anyone would do in that frustrating situation. She called the cops.
No, herself.
I thought she was just going to write a Yelp review, you know?
She dialed 911 and let them know that she wanted to turn the person in who supplied her with the tainted drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So how did the police respond? Well, they assured her they would get to the bottom of this.
I bet they would.
And promptly sent a unit out to her house.
Uh-huh.
And that's when she told officers that she and a friend had enjoyed a normal bowl of meth earlier that year.
And
that's how she knew that there was something wrong with this new stuff. So,
I mean, I know the bowl is not a bowl, but I did picture a big salad bowl full of meth and them spooning it into their mouth.
Handing it over to each other.
And when police showed up, she demanded that they test the sample and handed a small baggie right to the cops.
Oh, you know, in her head, she's like, this is going to they're going to get her.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but Sarah was arrested.
No way.
Charged with a level 6 felony of possessing meth.
There's even Karens in meth. Yeah. You know,
who
would always have a
possibly seen that coming? Let's go to your next laser story out of Tech Trends. I guess guard dogs are pretty much obsolete now, because this is even more terrifying.
Uh-oh.
The latest tech product for purchase right here in America that's going viral is robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their heads.
Oh, heck no!
No.
Oh, my God.
Yes, bro.
God, what could possibly... Oh my God.
I'm showing
pictures
of it right now.
It's more terrifying in the photo than you can even imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
The company called Throwflame is selling one called the Therminator for $9,400.
I thought they would call it like a cuddly name, like Teddy.
Yeah.
This is a real thing, and you can operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and it can shoot flames up to 30 feet in the air.
Wow. Imagine being at a dog park and being like, oh, does he bite? And it's like, no, he flamethrows.
Yeah.
If you watch the ad, and we will have it up on our Insta stories at Brooke and Jeffrey, it looks like a guard dog, but the company never mentions it in its write-ups. Instead, it just lists different things that this is perfect for, which include controlled burns, bunch of dead leaves if you want to get rid of the burners up.
Why can't you do that?
Ice and snow removal.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Just torch the driveway.
Hey, honey, get the flamethrower. Dog flamethrower.
Yeah, it's all defrosted, but the car's on fire now.
It's also good for clearing weeds, pyrotechnics.
From 30 feet away.
Or entertainment and pest removal.
Kapoya!
I think it's
none of those.
It's good for life removal.
Yeah. Doesn't mention if the pest is walking on 2 feet or 4, though.
Yeah, I'm scared for mailmen.
Crazy.
Many people online cannot believe that this is legal, but surprisingly, the company says they're absolutely 100% legal in all 50 states. You just need a special permit if you're in California or Maryland to get one.
Right.
You can have a flamethrower legally?
A flamethrowing dog.
Yeah. Oh, because it's not yours.
No, you can have a flamethrower as well.
No way. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm buying Is there on Amazon?
You should not. You, out of all people, should not own one of these.
I want to turn the volume down on my headphones with a flamethrower.
Yeah. Take them to obedience school. I'm sure it'll be fine. This next laser story is out of Snack Headquarters.
Yeah.
Nabisco announced a new flavor of Oreo coming out next month. Month, as they have every month for the last 98 straight months.
But I did just see the churro one in the store that we talked about a while ago.
And you didn't buy it for all of us to try?
I thought about it.
That was last month's snack. Boring. This one is a little bit different. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sour Patch Kids flavored Oreos.
Oh, my God.
Get it away from me.
know, my kids would be all over this.
That sounds so
They
gross.
Are the disgusting humans that go to the yogurt shop and get chocolate yogurt covered in
like
Sour
gummy bears?
Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
They're known for overdoing it on the Oreo flavors, but this might be their weirdest one yet.
Yeah. That's wild. Because
the whole thing actually started as a big joke. Back in 2022, when Sour Patch Kids tweeted a doctored photo of exactly what they're selling now.
No.
And they tagged Oreo in it and said, what if we actually made these? That would be fun.
I mean, they're such natural colors. It looks like they come in red and orange and
like,
green.
Yep, if you didn't tell me they were sour, I would think they look delicious.
Yeah, no.
Like they're bright colors.
Oh,
they're
no.
sour. And apparently Nabisco just ran with this idea. They just released a statement saying, the Oreo brand is always looking for playful ways to excite our fans. And what better and more unexpected way to do that than make super sour filling?
Tasty. Honestly, though, they'd be so good on like a mud pie with the pudding and then the gummy worms on top.
Dang,
no?
Bro.
I'm
know.
Into it.
Sour cookies. Just yeah. There's something wrong yeah. with that.
I don't know. Man. We haven't tried it, though. So.
But if you're interested, you can pre-order them on the Oreo website, and they hit stores nationwide on May 6th. They're going to be a limited edition thing, so even they realize there is no way anybody wants these around long term.
I just want Sour Patch to do chocolate little guys, a sweet patch.
Oh, like covered in chocolate?
Yeah, the other way around.
This is Oreo's business. Back off. This next laser story is out of social cues and tipping news.
Oh.
The people who aren't frustrated by the tipping epidemic would argue that it's not required or it's just a couple of bucks here and there. What's mm-hmm. the big deal?
Yeah.
But it does add up. Mm-hmm. New research claims the average American spends an estimated $454 a year tipping more than they'd like to.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh my gosh. You know what? It's true.
26% of people say they're always or often put on the spot and get guilted into tipping extra.
Yeah.
And I want to be clear. This is not the conventional 15 to 20%
oh, it's like way
tipping
more than
at
that.
Restaurants and specialized services. It's the recent optional tipping that shows
yeah.
up on credit card screens and
right.
digital
yeah.
payment apps.
Swivel
that's like,
it.
Do you want to tip 25, 30, or 35%?
And you're like, I'm at self-checkout. Yeah. I don't understand.
I'm at the concession of a movie theater.
Yeah.
Anyway, the $454 a year breaks down to an extra $38 extra per month.
Dang.
One guy online said if he goes to the counter to pick up a sandwich at his local deli and they flip the screen so he can tip, he just flips it right back.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's kind of a passive
okay.
aggressive.
Well, they
someone,
didn't even do anything.
Someone's not getting something good in their sandwich. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It sounds like there's a group of people who are totally fed up with it, and you could put this guy right into that category.
Oh, come on.
He refuses to pay extra money for any service given unless you hand him a lettuce leaf and rub his belly.
Oh, okay.
Then he's paying you an extra 40%.
Simple.
He's a generous little guy, and that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Wouldn't it be amazing to have a bunch of extra income
oh.
while doing basically zero work?
Guys,
yes.
Jeff, hold on. If anybody says no to that, please stop listening.
I know. I've always wanted to be reborn. I mean, I love you, Mom and Dad, but could I be reborn into one of those really wealthy families?
I know.
I'm not even talking about being a U.S. congressman.
Oh.
Take that, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall.
Yeah. Get into the...
We've been beefing so hard online,
yeah.
me and that senator. But there's a new side hustle trend that's been taking off lately, and people are bringing in almost six figures a year
Whoa.
Doing something that only takes you a couple minutes a day.
Wait, so they're making more on the side hustle than most people make on the regular
yeah,
hustle?
Yeah.
100%.
Wow.
You don't
like
have to get out of
hustle.
Bed in order to do it.
Oh.
We're going to tell you what it is, and then maybe all quit our jobs.
Yeah.
Coming up. Doesn't it feel like everybody has a side hustle going on these days?
Oh my God,
oh,
seriously.
Yeah.
It's
I do.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, whether it's crypto mining or dog sitting,
mm-hmm.
even the people on this show have side gigs.
Yeah.
Like Jose does his video game Cry on Demand stream.
It really kind of is. Kick.com/hilariousjose.
Okay.
Yeah, find
I
him at hilariousjose.
Yeah.
Alexis sells her used socks and foot picks to disgraced European royals.
Yeah.
We're not going to name any names.
No, please don't.
And Brooke has her conglomerate of tax-free offshore orphanages that she runs.
Only with the best personnel, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But
right
in the news off. Today, there's a report about a new type of side hustle that's helping people make bank.
What?
And it's pretty crazy, where they resell restaurant reservations online.
I've heard about this. this. Oh my gosh.
Right? It's insane how much money you can make doing it.
To resell them? I always just like forget to cancel them and don't show up. I should have been turning a dime.
Yeah, it's
seriously. Because there's all these apps and websites now that allow people to go book dinner reservations online, which is great. That's super convenient.
Yeah, for sure.
But it makes it super hard for the average person to find any openings at the places that they want to eat.
Alexis.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking this
we
too.
We were just looking for Alexis because she's hosting her mom for Mother's Day for a brunch.
Everything's booked.
Everything.
Even the Cracker Barrel that she loves. Yeah. Oh, man.
I was trying to mix it up from last year, but.
What are we going to do? So people are taking advantage of this by nabbing up reservations and then selling them online.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wait, where do you go to buy it?
Yeah. Well, there's one guy named Alex Eisler. He's a college sophomore. He regularly uses multiple phone numbers and emails to book as many dinner reservations as possible at famous New York restaurants.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
It's mainly for like really, you know,
and then
iconic
what?
Places.
Does he like put them on Facebook Marketplace or something? Or?
There's actual sites that are like completely dedicated to finding last minute reservations.
Oh my God.
So he can list them for ridiculous prices and people will actually pay.
Like how much?
Like he says he sold a table during the lunch rush at a restaurant in New York for $855.
Whoa. And that is not the food. That's just to sit down.
To get the table.
Whoa. That's the space, the real estate.
Oh,
and
my
he had a
gosh.
Dinner reservation at a fancy Italian spot for $1,500.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know it was numbers like that.
Who is paying? That is insane.
I would.
You would.
All right, so imagine
it's true.
This.
If
imagine
you need to impress
this.
Somebody.
This would be that scenario where it's like, look, I'll just pay an extra couple $100.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get us the nicest steakhouse.
It just
the nicest
seems like.
Now, we can only get salads once we get there because it cost me $2,000 to get the table, but it's still pretty impressive.
That's true.
Couldn't you just show up and slip the like hostess $500, save yourself half, and still get a spot?
That wouldn't work if they already have the table booked. Guess how much money that guy made last year just from selling table reservations alone.
Was it six figures?
It's six figures.
Oh, my God.
$80,000.
That's five figures, Jeff.
One, two, three, four. Okay, you know what? I'm not good enough at
that's
math. That's why I'm not selling these.
Jeff, I think you need to talk to your agent.
I really should. But it only takes him a couple minutes a day to pull that off.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I want to get in on it. Is that bad?
You should. He even has a go-to celebrity clientele list where he can sell reservations to like NBA players who are just in town for a night.
That is brilliant.
Or certain actors and celebs.
They can't just call the restaurant and get in. They also have to pay these third-party scalpers.
Usually celebs do.
And this is $80,000 a year doing basically no work.
That is nuts.
That's crazy.
It's nuts, but it's definitely not the weirdest side hustle that's out there. Because we found a list of the strangest ways people are making extra money. Here's some of the craziest ones. Part-time goose chaser.
No way.
I have a fear of them. I would pay someone to scare them away for me.
Because apparently, big construction sites on certain highways and airports will hire people to chase away birds, mainly the geese, so that they don't interfere with what's going on there.
Dude.
And a lot of the goose chasers have a dog who helps them, but you make an average of $42 an hour, and the highest earning goosers bring home $114,000 a year.
Wait, it takes more than an hour?
Yeah.
It was just covered in goose poop at the end of the day, but man, worth it.
What are the qualifications? You have to be silly?
Yeah, you gotta wildly shake your arms.
Yeah.
Another side hustle you could consider is a fake juror.
What?
Like jury duty, but a fake type.
Because why
like
fake?
Law firms will sometimes do mock trials to help them prepare for a case so they can practice with their client. And they need real people to be pretend jurors. So if you do that, you can make anywhere from $5 to $200 per fake trial.
Dude, $5.
Jose would still show up and try to get out of jury duty.
Yeah. I think I know one of the witnesses. I just gotta go.
I'm prejudiced against the client.
No, man, you're getting paid for this.
Yeah.
You could also be a professional hair seller.
Oh.
That's pretty straightforward because you sell a foot of your hair.
Oh,
and
your
make,
own.
Yeah,
thank
hopefully
God.
It's your own.
That's way better. Okay.
Make anywhere from $100 to $1,000 depending on the quality of your hair.
Oh, okay.
One catch is it has to be undyed. So sorry, Alexis.
Yeah.
Not qualified
and
for
you
this.
Look, you look kind of like a jerk if you don't donate to
I was
Lots of
say,
Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about some of the weirdest and most lucrative side hustles people are doing. There's also the opportunity to be a neighborhood pooper scooper.
This sounds terrible. It sounds bad, but that's useful.
It's so gross.
Apparently, a lot of rich people just refuse to pick up after their dogs.
Oh, God.
So they'll hire someone to come out and clean up their yard for them.
Just a whole block.
And there's actually whole companies dedicated to this. One is called Duty Calls. And you can make $50 per yard.
Whoa.
And finally, a side hustle that you could do if you're brave enough is gross stunt tester. So whenever you see those like crazy challenges on TV shows like Fear Factor or on Survivor, all those stunts have to be tested first. And the networks hire people to be the guinea pigs and make sure the tasks are safe enough to perform but are still gross enough to entertain.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
So you're done eating like 40 Beatles and you're like, actually, it didn't gross me out enough. I would recommend adding 10 more.
Yeah. Definitely. And you can earn $800 a day doing that.
Dang.
Yeah, because your wife's
and your pride.
Yeah.
You know?
Those are the craziest side hustles that people are doing to make a ton of extra money these days. We got your phone tap coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Today we call a woman who lost her credit card recently.
Oh God, I feel bad.
It's been a couple days and she's been hesitant to cancel it because all of her accounts are tied to it.
Yeah.
So she's just hoping it's misplaced somewhere in her apartment.
Dude, I don't know where mine's been for over a month. I know that I haven't seen any weird activity yet.
And you still haven't canceled it?
No, because I have everything tied to it. It's such a pain in the butt.
Oh, my God.
Show up?
This is why we call her to save the day.
Oh, yay.
Well, kind of. Because we tell her we found her credit card, but we also had to make sure it still works.
Oh.
It's your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, Audrey? My name's Ray. Ray Dio.
And who are you?
Your apartment manager gave me your number because I think I found your credit card.
You did?
Well, it's
are
a...
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a blue Visa signature with the name Audrey on it. Is that you?
Yes, it is. Oh, my God.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank goodness. So it was on the first floor of the apartment complex right next to the elevators.
I cannot believe you found it. It must have, like, fallen out of my wallet. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I saw it at the exact same time this homeless guy did, too. So I had to wrestle him for it real quick, but we got it.
Okay. Oh, my God. You have no idea. Because I was just like, you know, I have all my auto pay stuff on that card.
He had no idea it was coming either. He didn't know I was going to tackle him and wrestle him and put him in a headlock. And
wow, that sounds like a lot.
I bet you're pretty grateful that I did all that for you.
Thank you so much.
Of course. No, so I'm actually not at the apartment right now. I'm at McDonald's. Do you want me to pick you up a McChicken? A McCrispy? I'm not sure what they call it anymore. I haven't been in a while. I tried to treat myself.
Well, no. I mean, I don't.
Are you sure?
Wait a minute.
You can customize it on the app now. So you can add bacon or you can do no mayo. It's really easy.
No,
I can do it right now.
Wait a second. So are you saying that you bought lunch with your credit card, right?
No, I'm using yours, of course.
Wait, no. No, that's not okay.
I mean, I figured I did you a good deed for you. And so you probably would want to reward me, and I was hungry, so I just, you know.
Dude, come on. Seriously.
All that wrestling gave me the num-nums. You know, got a little hungies.
I'm happy to give you a reward, but you can't use my credit card.
Understandable, but I mean, listen, it could either be me using your credit card or some random homeless guy using a credit card. I figured I'd be the safer one with it.
Well, obviously not, because you're using it. You just went ahead and used my credit card without my permission.
Well, I told you.
Yeah, you. After the fact, you like just went and bought food with it.
Okay.
That's not cool at all.
No, you seem upset. I did not expect this. I thought you'd be very grateful and a lot more happy about this. I can return the lunch. Do they let you return French fries?
No.
I've never had to return them.
Just forget it. Like, keep the food. I want my credit card back.
Okay, the food and the gift basket. And then that's it, I think.
Oh, come on. Dude, what are you even talking about?
It's not for me. It's for our apartment manager. She's the one who gave me your number so I could get in touch with you. If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be on the phone.
And
right
you're
now.
Using my credit card to buy a gift basket?
Well, yeah, you think.
Like, where are you? Can you just come to the apartment? I will meet you somewhere.
All right, I have like 7 fries left. I'm going to leave McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm going to go. Shoot, I got to return the bottle of wine for Janice now.
What?
I didn't think of that.
Who is Janice?
Well, she's a friend of mine. I was meeting the day that you lost your card. So if she wasn't waiting for me downstairs, that's actually why I went downstairs in the first place. So
what is wrong with you?
I never would have found your card if Janice didn't want to meet up for lunch.
So wait, you're going to just reward every single person who was involved in this process of just you happen to finding my card?
Well, I'm a nice person. I like to do nice things, you know, for people to spread love and positivity in the world.
No! Well, spread joy with my credit card. You're not spending a dime. Well, you're spending your own money. You're spending my money.
I did also forget that your roommate Kesha told me to high-five you at the end of the prank phone call.
What?
Do I need to return that as well, or should I just charge that to the credit card while I have it?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, a high-five. Give it to me. Oh, you got your hand out?
This is Kesha.
No, this is Jose. Oh, you mean who set you up? Yeah, it was Kesha. Because this is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing a prank phone call on you.
No! Wait a minute!
Yes, it's a phone tap.
Wait, can you find my credit card or not?
Well, I don't have it, but good news, Kesha has it. For real.
She does? For real?
She actually found it under the couch and immediately emailed us right away. Yeah, I'm just happy for my apartment complex manager, myself, Janice, the homeless guy. I mean, we all got something.
The homeless guy?
Oh, yeah.
He got something.
Oh, no, no, no. Cash advance. Yeah, $700.
Okay.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We've heard of people meeting in public places before,
mm-hmm.
like at a dog park,
yeah.
in a fitness class,
oh, yeah.
in the waiting room of your couple's counseling session.
Wait a minute.
Okay,
but, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to process that last
writing's
one.
On the wall.
You never know where it's going to happen.
Oh, boy.
But I promise you, you've never heard of anything like this before. Because what one guy did to ask out a woman he saw outside a coffee shop is creative.
Mm-hmm.
It's unique.
Yes.
It's even funny.
What?
So it's no wonder our listener is so desperate to see this dude one more time. You're going to hear about the smooth move he pulled in your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Is there any way to do the math to figure out what type of person you're the most compatible with?
Is there math for that?
Oh, I'm bad at math, too. I'm never going to find
you, Jeff. Like, start with affectionate.
Okay.
Multiply by heavy petting.
Hey.
Subtract two blindfolds. Keep one. Divide with an overbearing mother. And...
Oh, this is Jeff math.
No.
I get it now.
Well, you're going to die alone.
Okay.
Oh,
shoot.
There we go.
Every time I try to calculate this, I keep coming up with the same answer.
Well, just the infinity symbol?
It's like times zero anytime you add the mother.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Thank goodness our listener Justine found a different formula. And hopefully her results are better than mine because apparently she's been single for a bit now. But Justine, how's the dating world going for you? Are you also reserving a burial plot for one?
Okay.
I can hear you laughing through the tears, so that's good.
Yeah.
It's all right, Justine.
But like, I haven't put my deposit down yet.
The funny thing is, you're not alone in that.
Hey.
Yeah. You know?
A lot of us are out there with you. But you said that you figured out some sort of mathematic formula to help you with your dating life. What was that?
Yeah, it's like this online test.
Oh.
And basically, you put in all the stuff that you care about, like your preferences and whatever for, like, finding a partner.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to come back with, like, the percentage of men on dating apps who, like, fit those preferences.
Oh, really?
Oh.
So wait.
They also take the test then? Or?
No, I think that it probably, I'm guessing it's an algorithm that goes through and looks at their dating profiles.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. And so like, I started out like super basic. I was like, they have to have a job. They have to like, not live at their parents' house, like have a car.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
High
yeah,
standards.
The standards are crazy on your end. Yeah.
And we're trying to date a prince.
Literally, I didn't put a single thing that was physical, like height or anything,
okay.
and it came back with less than 1% of men.
No way! Just having a car and a job?
Truly.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so you weren't feeling positive, I'm guessing, at that number, or?
You know, that's like very bleak.
Okay.
So,
okay. Anyway, I like, after all of that, ended up meeting this guy named James, like just in a coffee shop.
Oh.
Just randomly?
Didn't even need the dating apps.
She ran into the 1%.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, like the irony.
How did that interaction happen?
I literally was just sitting down and I was like scrolling and he comes up to me and he's like, are you accepting applications? And I'm like,
oh, I'm sorry, I don't work here. Like, I thought he was, like, applying at the coffee shop.
Okay. Were you wearing, like, an apron or something?
No, I guess I just, like, looked... like I was, I don't know.
Barista vibes.
Mm-hmm. Or you're a manager. You know, sometimes you walk into a restaurant or something, you see a manager working.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
How did you respond to him when he asked about application?
I was like, oh, sorry, I don't work here. And he was like, no, like to be your boyfriend.
Oh. It was all a line. Okay. Did you like that?
I mean, I thought it was funny, but he like fully went along with it. And he was like, listen, I brought my resume. I've got like my history and experience. And he legitimately like pulled out a piece of paper.
Shut up.
Wait, what?
He had a dating resume?
Yes.
Oh, I have to know what was on it.
Or is it a move that he pulls on women all the time and he has like 20 quote unquote dating resumes in his pocket to hand out whenever he sees someone cute?
Kind of like the real world of getting a job.
Legit.
You
got
to hand them out.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's right. You're looking. You have them on you.
If she liked the resume, who cares how many other people? Like, what was on it?
You know, like basic stuff, like he likes going to games and hiking. But he was like, yeah, if you want to set up an interview, you can just like call the number. And I was like, why don't you just sit down now when I can interview you?
Oh, my God. Nice. Dude, great response.
Yeah, and it was really nice. Like, he turned out to be an awesome guy. He, like, offered to literally Venmo me for the coffee that I'd already bought.
That's awesome. What a good guy.
Cute. You look poor here. You probably need this money.
What was the hardest boyfriend interview question that you asked him?
Well, okay, so I've actually, like, done interviews at my real job, so I was like, okay, I'm just going to pull some of these. And I was like, what's one thing you don't want me to know about you?
You're actually good at this. I like it.
Dude, he is so not prepared for
this. Dang it.
I would hate that question to be asked to me on a first day, but did he have an answer for you?
He did, and it was like ready-made. It's like he expected it, and he legitimately said, I cry when I watch The Matrix because I'm scared about the future.
I don't think that was prepared. I feel like that was honest.
Yeah. That seems so obscure. There's no way he just thought of that.
How did you feel about that response?
Honestly, I thought it was really funny and it was really clever. And like, because it was so quick, I was like, oh no, you're serious.
Yeah.
It's not a red flag to you that he thinks The Matrix is actually going to happen in the next few years?
There could have been so many worse answers he said.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is so much better than anything.
Okay.
So anyway, at the end, he's like, so did I get the job? And I was like, well, we probably should set up like a second interview.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, then I definitely got the job. Ooh. And we kind of like left it off there and it was funny and we laughed. And then he, like, never called me again.
What?
Weird.
Whoa. I, like, texted him and made jokes about, like, hey, we need to set up your second interview. And it was just silence.
No.
Did you guys kiss or anything? Or, like, hug? Was there a physical vibe?
No.
Yeah, like a normal job interview?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, what?
It's not a real job interview.
It doesn't sound like a transition.
How do you think I got hired here?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that is strange, though, because he's the one that approached you.
Yeah.
He's the one that did the line. Like, why wouldn't he
but
be going
back? But she's the one that took it to the next level that actually made him sit down for it. He probably just thought it was a smooth line and was going to back away.
So,
but he literally was the one asking, like, did I get the job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
He just wants the ego boost. But he doesn't always have to accept
the offer the company gives you isn't good.
Or he's got to put in 2 weeks at his last job. Yeah.
He's like engaged.
So we got to find out.
Yeah.
This is good.
There's clearly a lot of options on the table. We're going to find out for sure what happened when we come back and call James to do your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Is there any setting more romantic than a job interview?
Yes, many,
Jeff,
many.
It shouldn't be romantic.
I don't know, Brooke.
I think HR does.
You're dressed all nice. You're talking about your biggest strengths and
that's
your greatest weaknesses.
Okay,
and then all of a sudden, what comes out of your pants? Oops.
Oh, God.
A resume.
No.
Oh,
would you look at that?
That
I just happened to have that on me.
Why
is
it rolled up in your pants?
No wonder it's so warm.
That's actually kind of what happened to one of our listeners who met a guy recently. It wasn't an official job application, but some dude saw her at a coffee shop and asked, hey, are you taking boyfriend applications?
It is so smooth.
And he even had a resume in his pants.
That's why it's even smoother.
In his pocket, okay? Yeah. Like, or who knows where it was? We don't know.
Actually, either way,
we didn't know.
It's kind of sus that he just carries that around waiting to whip out to any cute girl.
If that's what he does, but we don't know. He may have done this just for her.
Here's the thing. At least he's putting some effort in.
Yeah.
And, like,
it did work, and he got to sit down with her for a little interview slash mini first date.
Yeah.
By the end, he said he was definitely going to call her, and according to her, he definitely didn't.
Ah.
So,
oh, man.
I think we're all a little bit concerned that this little shtick he's doing is working too well, and maybe he's applying to multiple boyfriend positions all throughout the city.
Oh. There are a lot of openings.
Yeah.
There's a lot of openings. Not a lot of good candidates.
Yeah.
Justine, if this turns out where he actually does this all the time and meets hundreds of women this way, how could we make him remember you and have you stand? Like, how do we identify you? Or do you still even want to go out with him at that point?
Well, at least I'm curious to hear what he has to say. But yeah, I was wearing a green romper. I have red hair and glasses.
Okay, cute.
Oh,
okay. Well, really like a Ronald McDonald.
I feel like
sort of
you were the only one that sat him down and actually gave him like a legit interview.
Yeah,
that's
you
true.
Know what I mean? Like, how could
that's
he not
fair.
Remember you?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
all right.
The word hopefully.
So we'll see if he does remember you and what he has to say. We're going to dial James's phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking for James.
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
We are a radio show.
Jeff, sorry.
What?
You fumbled like I know, the first just, word.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for pointing out all my flaws.
Sorry,
in front of everybody.
You know, if you're interviewing for this job.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're calling on behalf of our boss, Justine, and apparently you applied for the position of her boyfriend role recently.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that interview? Do you remember that interview?
I remember a few of them. Yeah.
Oh, Jeff, you were on to something
that
there.
That's
all right, though. I mean,
we
expected that.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
We heard about the move that you pulled on our listener, where you walked up to her and you like had a resume and asked if there was a boyfriend opening. Is that something that you've done a lot?
Yeah, I've done that a good amount.
Okay. Can I guess how many times? Is it 200 times?
So many, there's no way.
I don't know about 200.
Okay. I want to know the success rate. How many of those turn into a date?
They do sometimes. I've definitely met some interesting people.
Okay. I am curious about that. Before we get to like Justine specifically, like what are some of the quirky things that you found out while trying this on other people before?
I mean, there was this one girl who was an extreme couponer.
Whoa.
I've never met before.
Yeah, that's interesting. There are TV shows about people.
Yeah,
like
we call
that.
Them cheapskates, but yeah, go ahead.
there was another girl who kept talking about alien abductions. So that was really interesting.
Was that a turn on for you? I'm curious. Like, it sounds like you're just meeting people to meet weird people. Are you actually looking for something in this?
You know, I don't really know what I'm looking for, to be honest. It's proven to be a great way to meet people.
Maybe
people really respond interestingly.
Maybe you're looking for a girl who wears a green romper to a coffee shop and has bright red hair.
And that
just
girl?
Tells you to sit down for the interview right away when you ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank God you told me what she was wearing, because now I know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. My God.
Hey, remember her.
Wait, other women ask you to sit down for the interview, too?
How else would we find out the alien story?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
My God.
But so now you remember Justine.
Yeah, I remember Justine.
Okay,
what did you think?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I do this a good amount, and it's just, you know, it's all over the place, the reactions that I get. But Justine's was like, she was really quick with it. And she was, she was different. And
okay.
I'll be honest, that kind of freaked me out.
It did.
I didn't know how to respond.
Because she beat you at your own game, essentially, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But what does that be? That seems like it'd be a turn on.
No, men don't like to be outsmarted.
I was just going to
say. Well, then how do they ever meet anyone?
James, how did you feel talking to Justine like that? Were you scared of her?
You know, yeah, honestly, I just.
Scared?
I never take this thing seriously. It's just sort of a gimmick. And for the first time, I felt like, wow, this really could be something.
What?
You can't let your own insecurity stand in the way of that. You want someone who challenges you, who makes you
Well, what's your holdup then?
I guess I'm just not used to that. I've never had that happen before.
So you finally found her, and you're like, what do I do?
That's
like
why
her.
You're single, my man.
Like, you don't know how to move forward now that you realize you actually like her.
Kind of. Like, she might just be quicker than me. I don't know.
I think she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
No.
I mean, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. You know what? If you think that's terrifying, just wait till you hear that she's actually been listening to this conversation the entire time it is on the other line right now.
Are you serious?
Hey.
Hey. Scary Justine.
Try not to scream.
Hey.
Hey, Justine.
Come on, James. You were like, I thought we had like a banter.
We did. We did. It freaked me out. I've never had a banter before.
Oh, man. You have every right to be, like, confident and witty. And, like, the guy that I met could, like, play ball. Like, he could play chess. And I feel like you're just, like, afraid of that. But honestly, you kept up in the conversation great. Like, I really enjoyed our conversation. I'm a little sad that, like, now you're, like, backing out.
I mean, I'm not backing out. I'm just sort of, like frozen, not sure what to do.
Okay.
So
this is positive.
Well, now we need to de-thaw you and get you back into action.
Push you forward, into your not confident backwards. Mode.
Why did I picture him popping him in a microwave?
Well, whatever we got to do. She liked your energy when you first met, so just bring that back and talk to her.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely do that.
More confident than that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justine, I would like that. I would like if we could keep this going.
Wait, what?
Oh, it sounds kind of timid to me.
Well, it's a start.
Can you try to say it a little more assertive, please?
Put some flair on it, James.
Seriously.
All right, Justine, let's do this.
All right. Let's
do this.
I'm not sure. I mean, I thought you guys were going to talk right now.
Yeah.
I thought...
not in front of you.
He's scared.
Dude, you can't ask for interviews. You can't apply to be people's boyfriends and then not...
It's like you put Riz on your application, but you have no Riz.
Yeah, show it to us.
Here's the thing. I think you do have Riz. I think you're just afraid of messing up and it keeps you from being bold.
She's calling you out, dude.
Like, you did really well, but I think you got in your head.
I think so. When there are no stakes, it's easy. But now that there's stakes, it's different.
Oh, that's actually kind of cute.
Well, it is true. There will be stakes if we pay for them because we will offer to send you to a steakhouse.
Really?
Yeah, our gift cards cover that.
I like free steaks.
And it's going to be an Applebee's steak.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to Sizzler.
Steaks.
But we'd like to send you guys out on one more date that we would pay for if you're not too afraid, James.
Come on, James.
Yeah, I would love that.
I feel like if we didn't call and push you into this, then this date never even would have happened.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know that.
Well, I mean, we do.
I feel like we kind of know that.
Okay. Yeah. So, Justine, you're still okay with it?
I am open to a second interview.
Oh.
But he honestly sounds like pretty different, a lot more timid. So we'll just have to see how a less rehearsed interview goes.
Okay. Uh-oh. Was the first one just a show, or is it really who he is?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Let's put in a real-world experience.
Yeah. I'm doing the dating math on this, just like Justine did originally.
Okay.
And I'm saying this relationship's probably at a 5% chance right now.
Higher than I was going to give it.
Really?
So, yeah, that's good.
Unless he says something really smooth right now.
I got nothing.
Okay. It's a 2% chance. Good luck, you guys. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Does anybody think they're actually going to meet up for a date? Or did this whole experience just lower his confidence even more?
I think we broke him.
I think so.
He broke himself. I love this. Yeah. A guy who's saying, I'm handing out boyfriend applications, but doesn't actually want a relationship.
I know. Yeah.
Why? Why?
He's literally all talk.
And there's a lot of people that go into something with just their first move planned.
Yeah.
And that's all that he had.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff. That's exactly what happened.
But it's such an elaborate first move.
It's so good.
I hope they go out again.
Yeah, me too.
Why do I feel like there's going to be a whole lot more copycat resume guys out there now, though? All trying to apply for the open boyfriend position.
Luckily for you ladies, I don't know how to make a resume.
Oh. Yeah.
Actually, Brooke, there's a lot of texts coming in at 78592 asking if you have any open positions.
Hey.
Sorry, all full.
Between your husband and Roy,
I'm not hiring right now.
Well, we'll keep you posted on that. But,
I am flattered.
Yes, very much so.
The Bennies are great over here.
Make sure to email in if you ever want some help with your dating life. We'll call that person who's not calling you back and go check out all of our second dates wherever you get your podcast. At Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, sometimes I feel like everyone's so focused on my musical stuff all the time.
Yeah, what's wrong?
It's all anybody wants from me.
Oh, Jeff.
It's like, you're the Friday Sing Boy, right? Yeah. Sing a funny, funny song.
Sing funny boy.
I've never heard anyone call you
Be
Sing
funny, boy.
Yeah. It's like, you know, yeah, but I have lots of other cool talents, too.
Do you?
Oh,
like, did
good.
You know I can untangle any knot, no matter how intricate, using only my mouth?
Nobody ever asked
to see that one.
Yeah. No one can do that here.
Yeah.
Also, I'm really, really good at juggling one ball for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's juggling, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. It's called something
no
else.
No one ever asked for that demonstration.
Yeah.
Plus, I like it.
I can correctly identify any tree bark just by touch alone.
Huh.
Well, that's actually kind of impressive.
You guys want to like go get some bark and test me? No, you don't want it?
I'd like to.
I don't know when that would be useful.
It's a mission.
When you're walking around a forest with your eyes closed?
Sure.
We don't have a lot of trees around the station.
Yeah. No one likes what I do, so...
No, it's just gonna...
Well, I guess I'll just stick to the only talent anybody seems to care about.
That's right.
Funny, silly song boy is going to do his little mouth thing and make everybody laugh.
Stay in your lane, Jeff.
I hope it's about bark.
Yeah, brand new song of the week is coming up.
It is time for my song of the week.
Okay.
And you guys know I try to be a champion for the unsung heroes of this world.
Okay.
The garbage collectors, the mall Santas, the guy at the gym who cleans the puke off the ellipticals.
Okay.
I see you because I was you.
Wait.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. I remember when you worked at
the gym. I
worked
at that gym.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're probably wondering, with, you know, what's going on top of my head, who am I championing today?
Yeah, because you're wearing a blonde, short, curly wig. Honestly, the wig just looks like what your hair would look like if you dyed it blonde.
100%.
Yeah.
So am I honoring the burned-out surfers of the world?
Oh.
You look like one.
No.
Oh.
Owen Wilson's butt double?
Ooh.
Oh, your butt looks awesome.
I could do that, but no.
Yeah.
I would like instead to direct your attention to the talented, creative, and undervalued individuals who dedicate their lives and their craft to making people look better every single day.
Oh.
Talking about the hairstylists.
Yes! Oh, I love my barber.
Now I feel like that wig's an insult to them.
Yeah.
Well, because it doesn't. Like that.
I'm saying I need help. Someone needs to come in and fix this situation.
All right.
Because they work for a very small amount of money, including tips, and they deserve our praise and our admiration.
Oh, God. I walk out and I feel like $1 million bucks. Yeah. I just got my hair cut this week. Isn't it cute?
Ooh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Shout out, Tiffany.
It's true. Yeah. You can walk in looking like a fresh heap of highway roadkill. Mm. But after 30 to 40 minutes, I'll have you walking out looking like Kanye's hot new side piece. Would you look at that? It just so happens today is National Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
What?
And those scissor-wielding angels deserve a song to show just how thankful we are for everything that they do.
Yeah.
And that's why instead of doing the old-school hit by Santana featuring Rob Thomas, So Smooth, it's Young Jeffrey's Hair Do.
Okay.
Okay,
I like
is
it.
Right. So,
yeah.
This is so good.
I'm going to point when I'm ready. Points. Oh, when my hair is long and looking wilder than an Amazon, I mosey over to the local beauty salon. Say, make me look cool. My stylista like Sweeney Todd but less malicious. Certified wizards with scissors as she foot cranks my stool. Yeah. And then she says, what style we going for? Curtain bangs, cornrows, or pixie cut? She can change your life with just a snip or two. Oh, a brand new hairdo. Give me your follicle lotion, your bottles of mousse. Lay me backwards in a sink and rub my head with shampoo. Your beauty products got essential oils infused, yeah. Cut up my locks with your shears. I need a hairstylist. Clipper solo. We talked the whole time. You want the gossip, she's a diamond mine.
Your buzzing clippers sending chills up through my spine and over my scalp. Yeah, you got the right hands to make me look just like Rachel from France. And when you turn me in my chair, it feels like a dance, spinning me round and round, keeping my head so still and motionless as I stare into the mirror and watch you glow up my life and give me the same do. Oh, as Kim Jong-un. Yeah. Keeping up conversation, talking so smooth until I find myself unloading every secret I knew. My therapist all quit, but leaves my barber sticks through, yeah. Blow dry my layers and my teeth, says I'm her favorite client.
So, Jeff, what are we doing today?
So, I was kind of hoping to do, like, fusion style of, like, a Ron Burgundy gentleman, but with a Joe Dirt flair. You know, like I want to try something totally new and different than I've ever done before, but also like basically keep it exactly the same as it's always been.
And when the session is over, I'm pampered and groomed, gonna need some ibuprofen, looking painfully good. Get ready for my payment, cause my tip's always huge, yeah. Next day the magic disappears, how did she freaking style it? I need my hairstylist now. A hair Da Vinci artist, yeah. Using Paul Mitchell products, yeah. Don't drink the bluish liquids, no, no, no. I love my hairstylist.
The blue liquid does look so drinkable.
It looks like Kool-Aid in there, but no, apparently it's like poison.
What blue liquid are you guys talking about?
They put all like the combs and things. It's like a jar right in front.
That's a barber. That's a barber thing. We don't do that.
No, mine's definitely bleach.
Yeah.
But whatever the liquids are, don't drink them.
Okay.
But text in 78592. You can tell us what you thought about the song of the week.
I loved it.
We're going to post the video up on all of our socials, on TikTok, on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere.
It definitely hits different if you can watch Jeff's hair flop around while you listen.
It's not going to be around for much longer. I got to get this thing trimmed.
Yeah, you do.
But shout out to all the barbers and the hairstylists out there. We love you.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Got a text at 78592 that says, going to the barber is my favorite thing to do.
It really is awesome.
I try to hold eye contact with them when they pull me back in the seat and wash my hair.
Oh my gosh.
I think it sometimes creeps them out, but I don't care.
No,
I love it.
Don't do that.
That's from Cody.
I close my eyes.
Yeah.
Really? I'm talking the whole time.
Oh,
so.
That is not shocking.
I usually fall asleep when they start rubbing my head and washing my hair. It's just so relaxing.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling Cody's been banned from a lot of barber shops in this time. If you're just joining us, though, instead of singing the famous song called Smooth from Santana, I sang my own version called Hairdo, because it's National Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
Oh, yes.
And these underappreciated people help make the world go round and make everybody more beautiful.
Yeah.
And I know that we appreciate them because we got a lot of texts coming in to 78592, some even from stylists all around the country.
Yeah,
Brooke, what are you seeing?
This one says, hey everyone, I'm a stylist in South Carolina.
Oh.
And I did Ludacris once. That's my claim to fame.
Wait, you did him or you did?
You styled him.
Maybe
either
both.
Would be a claim. To fame.
Both.
Okay. Yeah, it tends to lead to a lot of good
no
feels.
Matter what, you had to scream Luda.
Yeah. If you missed it, though, if you want to hear the song again, we're going to put it up at the Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube, Facebook, Insta, and on TikTok at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooks Box!
We got one of our show faves, Shakar the Uber driver, back on the phone. Shakar is 0-6 all time against you, Brooke, and he thinks he knows the reason why. Because he hasn't said skip to any question. Which is funny because skip isn't even the right word you're supposed to use. It's pass if you want me to go past
so
that
he's
question.
Getting the pass wrong even.
Yeah, so Shakar, I'm worried about you here, bud.
No, don't be worried. Hopefully I can win this time.
Okay.
All right.
You sound like you're in the middle of a delivery right now, Shakar.
No, I actually stopped. I just dropped them off.
Oh, there's somebody's hot food. Yeah. He's like, no, I just pulled over.
I just threw it out the window.
I'm picking up over there. Myself. It's cool.
I like that, Shakar. You need to focus because we're sending Brooke out of the studio, and you know how this works. 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, what do you say, Shakar?
Pass.
That's right. But you have to beat her outright if you want to win. Are you ready?
Yep.
Or is the helicopter overhead trying to slow you down?
He works for Uber Helicopter.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're just going to power through the noise, okay? Good luck, my man. Your time starts now. Today is National Pretzel Day, and people in Philadelphia eat the most per year at 12 pounds. What's the national average?
Pass.
In a standard game of chess, what's the only piece that can never be removed from the board?
King.
Hepatitis is the inflammation of what organ?
Colon.
What is the name of the Greek goddess of love?
Aphrodite.
How many U.S. presidents have been assassinated?
Two.
What unit of measurement uses the abbreviation OZ?
Ounce.
All right.
Man, Shakar, even with all the noise going through the background, you still power through those
really
questions.
That really is a helicopter.
Yeah, maybe we should put him.
Can you always roll up your window?
We're going to have to put you
down. It's my fan. I turned it off.
Oh, that's your fan.
Oh, wow. Bro, he works in a wind tunnel.
Oh, you guys thought he was in a helicopter?
No.
That would be the best delivery driver ever.
Oh, yeah. Helicopter? All right, we're outside your door. Get your hands ready. We're
going
to drop the pizza.
It's going to be a little windy.
Now, Shakar, you told our producer that Uber has been a little bit slow for you lately. Like, hump days are slow, Sundays are slow, now that there's no football. Because you're not taking drunk people around all the time.
Stadiums.
And you're thinking of doing a new service called Hop, Skip, Drive.
Yeah.
Is that where you piggyback the riders?
Skip?
No, it's for driving kids around, it's like scheduled rides, though. Like, it's not...
And you have to get, like, a big background check to do it.
Yeah.
I've seen this.
Yeah, I got my FBI check.
That is so smart.
That's awesome, man.
There's a service for that.
Brooke needs someone to go pick up her kids from school every day, you'll be the guy.
Because y'all keep me here.
And spend time with them.
I'm wondering, could you wear a blonde wig? And just answer to the word mom.
Yeah.
Probably.
Shakar, you've got work in your future no matter what, okay?
Yeah.
Now we got to go over to Brooke. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your time starts now. Today is National Pretzel Day, and people in Philadelphia eat the most per year at 12 pounds. What's the national average?
8.
In a standard game of chess, what's the only piece that can never be removed from the board?
The king.
Hepatitis is the inflammation of what organ?
Liver.
What is the name of the Greek goddess of love?
Aphrodite.
How many U.S. presidents have been assassinated?
2.
What unit of measurement uses the abbreviation OZ?
Ounces.
Uh-oh.
Wizard of Ounces.
This could be a tight one today. We're going to go to the scoreboard to check out how you both did with Jose.
My breasts are real. Everything about me is real. My hair is real. My teeth are real. My eyelashes are real.
Bolaños.
Oh, whatever happened to her?
Oh, no, I love that.
Shakar, you are 0-6. You got 3 correct today.
That's pretty good.
Respectable score, my
great
friend.
Great score, Shakar.
And Brooke.
Yes.
Same amount of questions.
Uh-oh.
And... 4
Oh, oh, no.
I'm sorry. I actually feel bad at this point, Shakar.
No worries.
I know. You did good. You should be still proud.
You really did do good.
Yeah.
No worries. I'm good.
Use that giant fan to dry your tears while we go over the answers over here. Today is National Pretzel Day. People in Philadelphia eat the most per year at 12 pounds. The national average is 2 pounds of pretzels a year.
Wow, they really outdo it.
Yeah.
I thought it would be closer.
No, they have like breakfast pretzels.
My God, are they eating anything else in Philadelphia?
That's pretty much it. In a standard game of chess, the only piece that you can't remove from the board is the king, because once that's gone, the game's over.
Okay.
Hepatitis is the inflammation of the liver.
Oh.
The Greek goddess of love is Aphrodite. There have been 4 U.S. presidents who've been assassinated. JFK, Lincoln, Garfield, and McKinley.
Oh.
The unit of measurement that uses the abbreviation OZ is ounces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We can't give you any money here, but the good news is, just for playing, you do get a pair of tickets to see comedian Becky Robinson perform May 17th at the Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest casino.
That's cool.
All right.
Yeah, it is. Dude, Chikara, you're awesome to play against.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because she wins every
Shut
time.
Shut up, Jake, because I win. Don't mention that part. I'm encouraging him to call in again.
You have a free pass to come on and lose to Brooke anytime you want. If okay, Chikara? We'll be back to do Win Brooke's Bucks same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.